Welcome to Humus and Tech, the first podcast by Olim and for Olim interested in the Israeli high-tech industry.
Hi, we're Maggie and Kevin, and here we're with Ian, Mark, and Racha Rappaport, two Olim that are strongly involved in the Alia circle. Ian is the co-founder of Olim in Tech, and together with Racha, they created the Facebook group that kept us all entertained during quarantine, Corona Crush. Corona Crush is a private Facebook group with almost 15,000 members formed to create Jewish couples during quarantine. So first of all, thank you guys for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Welcome. And before we get into everything Corona Crush, and we are super excited to know more about Corona Crush, we want to know the people behind them. We want to hear about your stories, what drove you to Israel and what you're doing now, what have you been doing in the past. So Ian, do you want to start?
Sure. First, I want to start off by saying that that it's not only me and Bracha working on Corona Crush, that there are four more of us. It's a six-person team. So they also deserve credit. So about me, I made Aliyah about 5 years ago, and I started very quickly. After about a month, I found a job working at a VC. And then from there, I worked at various different tech startups doing different types of roles. Some of it was more related to data and analysis, and some of it was more related to business development. And about a year ago, I started my own business, like a small business. We're helping tech companies in Israel and also outside of Israel build top-notch customer support teams. And we're doing that by finding the best customer support people available, whether they're Olim or pretty much they're mostly all Olim, and offering their services as a premium service. Our website is joinorca.com. And if you are relevant for a position that we're hiring in terms of customer service, we'd be happy to interview you. And then I also started, as you mentioned before, I'm one of the co-founders of Olim in Tech, which is a community to help Olim who are either already working in tech or want to get into tech and kind of advance their careers. And I think that's about it.
Racha, please introduce yourself.
So hi, everyone. I'm super excited to be here. Like Ian mentioned, we're actually a six-person team. And I have to say, every single one of us has really enjoyed taking part in this exciting venture. And it wouldn't be the success that it is without every single person on the team. So I'm actually a daughter to Olim. My parents made Aliyah 25 years ago. I was born in Israel and kind of developed more of my career in the informal education world. And then after my degree in psychology, I decided that I wanted to take a more professional spin onto my career, and I kind of ventured more into the business world. But before I did that, I actually worked with students from overseas that were interested in doing internships in Israel. And we actually place them in businesses all over the country where they were able to gain professional experience in various fields and really get exposure to the market in Israel and to different businesses and enterprises. And it was a really cool experience, both working with Jews from the diaspora and connecting them to solid and very impressive businesses in Israel. And now, during the corona season, I'm actually working on a few different projects. My main one would be helping manage Corona Crush as the community manager. And I'm also working as an operations associate for a startup that is developing an app. So that's what I do.
Super exciting, super interesting. And how did the idea for Corona Crush actually came to be? What was the spark or what's the story behind it?
Well, I'll say that we started off, it was just a group of friends and we're hanging out in a Zoom chat, much like this, just having fun, joking around and talking about things. And then one of us brought up the idea of creating a group to help our friends sort of meet each other or to find love and to date during Corona times, because it's really difficult right now. And then we just started it. Like, one of us actually did the physical job of creating the group itself, but we're all in it as a team. And we started posting our friends and inviting our friends, and then it kind of just took off.
It's very interesting because it's not just people from Israel, it's people from all over the world right now, right? So how did that expansion happen? It was people inviting people? Did you guys promote it on other groups? How was the process of you gathering so many people from around the globe?
It was all organic, I would say. I would say we didn't really advertise it, and we purposely didn't want to advertise it because we really want to maintain the sort of vibe that it's friends of friends and it's a community.
And obviously also just to make sure that it's safe and that people will feel safe. And so if any profiles either look like they're fake accounts or, I don't know, people don't look completely safe to us, then we will not accept them. But for us, I would say the basic standard is making sure that they were invited by a friend, seeing that they have friends in the group, and seeing if we have any connections to them. I would say that is usually what will get you into the group. And then also, obviously, if we see someone who is behaving, you know, not so nicely, then there are consequences to that as well. For us, it's the most important thing that it's a safe space, it's a positive space, and that really our goal is accomplished within the group itself.
There were two really good things about Corona Crash for passersby, like people who were just, we were just consuming the information and what was going on there. It was really interesting that everyone who wrote a profile for their friend, they all seemed they were like marketing experts and content writers, and they were so good at crafting words. Was this only by chance? How did you accomplish something like this?
I think it started very early on. It was kind of something that we sort of established in the community by promoting our own friends. And when we promoted our own friends, we did it out of love and out of caring about them. Like some of the posts that people wrote on, especially, it's probably still going on, but especially in the early days, took many hours to write, if not an over days, and a lot of editing. People put a lot of work into it, and it really shows in the posts. And once you kind of have that energy in the group and that kind of expectation from posts to be really high quality, it kind of just kept happening over and over again. Like people would be embarrassed if their friend posted for them and it wasn't like a really nice post or something that they put a lot of time into it.
Yeah, it was super fun to read and also to consume. Okay, I know this guy, or I know this girl. It's funny to see, like, it's like you are selling something in a way, like you are branding something. It's like, wow, like really well written and really well advertised in a way.
Maybe that's how we should date. Like I think about, like, every person is a whole world and they have so many amazing qualities and so many great things about them. And I think also, like, the approach to dating is so, like, intense and heavy, and there's so much anxiety around it, and making it something maybe, not in a disrespectful way, like, but making it something a little more humorous and lighthearted can, like, kind of, like, open up your heart a little bit and be like, you know, like, why not? I'll just reach out, because, you know what, even if this doesn't work out, like, maybe we'll be friends. Maybe we'll laugh about the same thing. Like, so, yeah.
Great. And are you treating it as a product that, do you have a roadmap and you're treating it as a company and you have a vision for it, or you're just, it's just a, for you, it's just a community that you're just riding the wave and you will see what happens? How do you plan or think about it?
So for the most part, we've just been riding the wave kind of, and just going with the flow. And it's been a lot of fun to watch it grow and to see how much impact we're having on individual people. It's really hard to say what's going to happen down the line. We'd love for this to continue going. And as long as we're showing that there's value in what we're doing and people are enjoying it, we want to keep it going. There are questions with that, because I'm putting a lot of time into this. Bracha's putting a lot of time into this. And the other co-founders are putting in a lot of time. So if we really wanted to continue, we might need to figure out down the line if there's ways that we could pay ourselves to spend the time to work on this. It's not something that we've spent a lot of time thinking about, but it's something that definitely crossed our minds at least a little bit. So it's really a matter of if people want the service to continue and want this group to continue at the same high quality or even at a higher quality.
That's so cool. And also, you know, understanding that there, you know, restrictions now are kind of lifting in many different countries, and being quarantined is not something that happens. You know, at least in Israel, you know, we can go out. How do you think this situation impacts the group? Where do you see the group growing? Do you see any like difference in the analytics on the group?
So yeah, so it's actually very interesting timing to ask this question, because in Tel Aviv, everything seems to be opening up right now. And we definitely have maybe 30% or 20% of the group is actually in Tel Aviv. If I think about it for a second, it's about 16%. 15 to 16% of the group is based in Tel Aviv.
That's very accurate. Thank you so much for like making sure you got the right number.
Yeah. So the reason why I wanted to be accurate was because if you're talking about noticing a drop down, if Tel Aviv is only a small part of the group, it might be harder to notice. But I've noticed it a little bit in terms of the posting, but in terms of the actual events that we're doing, so we're also doing speed dating events and we're doing matchmaking events. Both of these type of events are just as popular as they ever were. And the amount of people signing up from even within Tel Aviv, even though Tel Aviv as a general is kind of out of quarantine, people are still using it. So down the line, it's going to be interesting to see as things start to normalize in the US, which I don't know when that's going to be and how long that's going to take, is if people are still interested in virtual dating events, like video speed dating or being set up through friends or via matchmaking. I think there's no reason why it shouldn't continue. I think people have been dating virtually anyway via dating apps, and just because it's on Facebook or because it's a little bit different of a format doesn't mean it can't continue.
That's awesome, and I couldn't agree with you more. But tell me more about this speed dating, you know, process that you guys are doing. It sounds so interesting. I think that, you know, for the people that were on our late 20s right now and we were used to Tinder or dating apps, you know, speed dating sounds so from the past, right? How's that anymore? And all of a sudden you brought it back to life. So I want to understand, how does it work on an online platform?
Absolutely, sure. So I can explain exactly how it works. Basically, everything is done through Zoom. The way it works is that you have the guys will be hosting the Zoom room, and then they'll have their IDs and they'll share their Zoom IDs with us. And then we'll give the girls all of their a schedule, basically. So if there's going to be 7 rounds, each round will be, let's say, 7 minutes. They'll have a schedule for those 7 rounds of which rooms that they should be going to. And basically it works like that. So they go from Zoom room to Zoom room based on the schedule that we send them. To say more, I guess the way that the setting up works, like the pairing works, is everybody fills out a survey. We've had about 1,500 surveys filled out, and they'll answer questions ranging from how old they are and what the minimum age and the oldest age they're willing to date are. They'll answer questions based on the religious preferences, if they want to date somebody who's more religious or less religious. We ask questions about location, if they would be willing to date somebody who only lives in the same city as them, or if they'd also be willing to date people who live in the same country as them or in a totally different country as them. I think that's the gist of their criteria for speed dating. And basically I programmed an algorithm that will make all the matches and make all the rounds and make all the dating. So it's a lot of it is automated. There's still a lot of human element involved, which I think I'm going to start getting rid of so that it can be more automated and can save up more of our time. And then and then people go on the dates. The feedback's amazing. Our event, the most popular event, we did 2 events in the US, one in New York and one in the US. As a whole, global of the US, and then we did 1 event for people in Israel. For the event in Israel, there were 110 people who participated in the event. Of those 110 people, there were, I think the number now is 68 of them or 69 of them have follow-up dates from the event. So it's a very large percentage, close to 70%, like maybe it's like 66 or 67. I share all the stats of the events immediately after they happen or very close after they happen in the group. So it's completely transparent and everybody can see exactly how many people are getting matched, how many matches there are, and anything else that people want to know.
So it's not only for looking low, but it's also for data lovers. They can get a lot of insight there. And Braja, what would be the most funny or interesting or the best story that you've heard from couples trying to match over Corona Crash?
So this one is a little bit of a challenging question because it's interesting. Like on the one hand, people have been like somewhat open to sharing their experience on the platform, but at the same time, people are very personal about their experience. I think there's like this like mixed feeling of like loving being on the group, loving reviewing the bios and like going through people. And then also like, I hate that I'm doing this. I hate that I'm here kind of. But I think a lot of people are just benefiting from the platform itself. And so because it's Corona season and people haven't necessarily had the chance to meet on a personal level, although we are hearing more and more of people, I don't know if I would say breaking quarantine, but people have, you know, I know of someone who like met their date in the supermarket and I think it's like the funniest thing in the world. Like, let's meet at the like where the milk is, you know what I mean? So people are really trying to find ways to interact and communicate. But at the same time, they've been very discreet and personal about their experience because it's like so premature. It's so hard to know. Like, you know, even if you meet someone on this group, what is it going to be when you actually meet in person? And, you know, even if you Zoom for 3 weeks, is it really going to work? But at the same time, I think there are a lot of people that wouldn't necessarily, and I was saying this to Ian earlier, I have friends that wouldn't necessarily go on this type of space or look for the type of person that would be in this type of group. And that's the thing, there is no type in this group. That's what I feel like, there's such a diversity. There are people from so many different countries and so many different backgrounds. And I really think the quality is amazing. And I was surprised by good friends of mine that it's so not their personality and somehow they've either reached out to people or they've connected with people they haven't spoken to in a while. So it's not just, like I'm seeing now, it's not just about dating. And obviously that is the main focus and that is what's happening. But I think there are also people connecting just on a personal level with new people, making new friends. Like in the end, it's also a network of some sort. And so in terms of stories, I was very surprised to hear some stories of just people connecting when I was like, you did that. That's so not like you're just being more bold and being more brave. So that's what I know so far.
I think you guys made such an incredible project. And when I saw it, you blew my mind. I think that after the numbers you just gave us, I think you're like found a very, very effective way for people to get to know each other during this very unprecedented times. And that's something you should be very proud of. And me particularly, I hope that, you know, the group keeps on growing. I have definitely invited all of my friends because I find it amazing. And once again, as Kevin said, the quality of the content and the way that people are just showing their friends is fantastic. So as you know, we have the word of the day in Hebrew. To share the most relevant word for you in the Hebrew language that Oli may or may not know. So please, Ian, what is your favorite Hebrew word?
You're picking between me and the native Israeli. You're picking me for the Hebrew word? Can I defer to Bracha on this
after,
one?
Don't worry. You might attempt it into the...
I say the word sababa a lot, but I don't know if it's my... it's not even in Hebrew. It's in Arabic.
I would say like zolim. Like, I feel like people are like, yala zolim, tizom, achi, like zlima. You know, like just go with the flow. Don't overthink too much. Like, I think there's something about... Israelis in general that's like in a way laid back a little bit, and I would say zolem is also like one of my favorite words. I say it all the time. And I think it also like kind of depicts like the mentality here a little bit, like people are chill, they're a little more flexible and adaptable. So I would say zolem, which means go with the flow.
So to our listeners, according to the, you know, words of wisdom of Ian and Braja, Sababa, Tisremu, join Corona Crush and be a part of this amazing dating community, but it's also friendship community, and you know, just get inspired with the amount of beautiful men and women that are there from all over the planet, just ready to mingle and get to know and make friends and who else, what more. Thank you so much for listening to us today. As you know, we're recording this from home, not from our usual studio. And as you know, please follow us on Instagram, and you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our website.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you guys for joining.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, it was a pleasure getting to know you.